What time is it? 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm checking in today from the Pacific Standard Time. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I want to welcome you guys. You're listening to the Daily Deposit. My name is Joe, and the Daily Deposit will be here every single weekday, every weekday live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is like the internet radio home of what I refer to as the new Tidum Empire. Most of you guys are involved in Tidum, which is a pretty cool word, isn't it? Isn't that a cool word? It's a take on time freedom. If you wondered what Tidum really means, it's time freedom. It's a brand new word invented by the founders of Tidum. So we'll be here every single day, live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we call this the Daily Deposit for a couple different reasons, just to give you a quick refresher. It's the Daily Deposit because here in Tidum, you can make a deposit every single day. Your store is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you are a qualified Tidum representative, remember, you are in business. You're in business for yourself. You're never alone. You're not by yourself, but you're in business for yourself. And when you're qualified and you make a sale or somebody joins you in the business, it is you that gets paid. You and only you gets paid. You don't share the money with anybody ever. Isn't that a cool thing? So it's the Daily Deposit because if you make a sale today, you can get paid today. And most of the representatives that work here are accepting money in the form of cashier's checks, bank wires. You know, if somebody lives near you, you can even accept cash. You make a sale today, you get paid today. That's why it's called the Daily Deposit. But there's something else I want you to consider when it comes to the Daily Deposit. It really also means that you have to be putting good, you have to deposit good stuff in your noodle, right? Every single day, if you're adding just a little bit of good stuff into your noodle, into your brain, it will make a profound difference over time. In his book, The Slight Edge, a dude by the name of Jeff Olson talks about what if you were to commit and just find the time every single day to read 10 pages of a good uplifting book. I'm not talking about USA Today or the Huffington Post. I'm not talking about the Drudge Report or some online rag. I'm talking about something that will really empower you. For example, the book I just mentioned, The Slight Edge, by Jeff Olson. It's one of my favorite books. We refer to it often in our trainings. He talks about that slight edge. What is the difference? What's the difference? If you look in the rearview mirror, excuse me, hold on. If you look in the rearview mirror over the last week, the last 10 days, the last couple of weeks, what has been really the consistent activity, action that you've been taking to have results in your Tidum business? Because it's a cumulative effort, meaning it's kind of like the compound effect. You know, it's like you look in the rearview mirror. Have you been doing the work consistently? Maybe you've been here for a month. You know what the rule is, right? I talked about this in the past, the 3% rule. The 3% rule has been functioning for me since 1995. If you put 100 people into your Tidum process, okay, people now, not static clicks that may be coming from a robot somewhere, because you got to be cautious. You got to be careful when you're buying solo ads or those types of things. Be very cautious. You may find somebody who's got really high quality, high converting traffic. It's possible. But by and large, vendors of that type of product are just selling robotic clicks, meaning it's a robot that's clicking and entering your sales funnel. It isn't even a human being. They couldn't join you in the business if they wanted to, because they're not humans. They're robots, automated clicks. And sometimes we buy those. I know I have. I know that I have in the past. I've seen like, whoa, seriously? 100,000 clicks for $100? Seriously? Yeah, man. 100,000 clicks for $100. I jumped right in with both feet. Was it W.C. Fields who said there's a sucker born every minute? Because that was a sucker play. I gave the money. I got 100,000 clicks. I got zero. You would think out of 100,000, right? I mean, even a blind hog stumbles across an acorn once in a while. Well, you would think out of 100,000 clicks, someone would say yes. Except that there was no one. It was all just static garbage. And people sell you that stuff. You got to be careful. It's a wild internet. You may find somebody who's good. There's a dude named Igor out there who has really, you know, he really does a job. There's a couple solo vendors who work hard at it. Solo vendors, meaning they sell you those solo ad clicks. But back to my point is, so if you're actually processing 100 individuals, okay, coming through your sales funnel, through your process, listening to Rob on Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, showing up here every single morning, okay, if you're plugging people into our process, if you put 100 people through the process, 3 of them are going to say yes. It's like really bizarre. Since 1995, I have found this to be true. 3%. Now, there are people here in Tidum who do way better than 3%, 10%. I know one person who does 20%, meaning if 100 people go through, 20 of them will join her in the business. But she knows where the fish are, right? She knows where to get the good, high-quality leads. She knows how to utilize Facebook in some of their targeted marketing and the filters that they have in there where you can be talking to people who you really want to talk to. But it's a 3% rule. And if that's true, what if it took you a month to locate and process 100 real human beings? And if you were positioned at the $6,500 level, that's $19,500 a month. That's only $25 a week. It's for a day. If you take Sundays off, which I recommend. Seriously, think about this. So, as I said a moment ago, when you look back in the rearview mirror, what have you done in the last 30 days, the last 60 days? Have you stayed focused on the compound effect? Or the slight edge says that it is those simple, persistent activities that will make the long-term difference. I want you to think about this for real. And so the daily deposit, one of our goals here is to inspire you to be better, to get better, right? And one of the simplest things that you can do is commit 10 pages a day to some good reading material. At the end of the year, and if you commit to this, right, here's the rub. If you commit to doing this, I know that you can. And if you can't read, if you're blind, there's something called audible.com, which is one of my favorite delivery mechanisms. It's where you actually can listen to a book while you're out doing your errands, jogging, whatever it is that you want to do, yoga, stretching, you're driving in the car to go take your kid to school. You could be listening to an audiobook and it will take you to the next level. Turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. Don't be watching Fox News in the morning. There's no good going to come from that. As a matter of fact, this morning I just came into a new book, a couple of them actually. I've already bought this book. I bought it this morning. I came across it on Success Magazine. And I said yes to the book. And the name of the book is The Way of Discipline. The guy's name is like Jocko something. He's like this Marine guy. He's a Navy SEAL guy, right? And he has this book called The Way of Discipline. And here's what he says. People look for the shortcut, the hack. And if you came here looking for that, you won't find it. The shortcut is a lie. The hack doesn't get you there. And if you want to take the easy road, it won't take you from where you want to, from where you are to where you want to be. Stronger, smarter, faster, healthier, better. To reach goals and overcome obstacles and become the best version of your possible self, you will not. It will not happen by itself. It will not happen cutting corners, taking shortcuts, or looking for the easy way. There is no easy way. There is only hard work, late nights, early mornings, practice, rehearsal, repetition, study, sweat, blood, toil, frustration, and discipline. Discipline. There must be discipline. Discipline, the root of all good qualities, the driver of daily execution, the core principle that overcomes laziness and lethargy and excuses. Discipline defeats the infinite excuses that say, not today, not now, I need a rest, I will do it tomorrow. What's the hack? How do you become stronger, smarter, faster, healthier? How do you become better? How do you achieve true freedom? There is only one way, the way of discipline. Now, that's just the foreword from the book. This is right now sitting on my cell phone because I saw it this morning. I was up early this morning, as I am every single day. I've been already up for a couple hours. And I sit at my computer. I come in. I make my coffee. And my ritual is to go to Success Magazine online. Okay, so that's my daily ritual. I start the day researching what are successful people doing. What can I do today that will just give me an edge over what happened yesterday? And so this morning when I was sitting down going through Success Magazine, I came across an interview, a short video of this guy. His name is Jocko Willink, and he was talking to the other guy on a video about this very topic. About discipline is the way. And when you read the bio on this guy, this is a pretty serious, you know, a Navy SEAL, leading Navy SEAL teams into combat. You know, this is not a sissy, man. This is a serious player in life. And so he talks about this, the way of discipline. And so I started seeing it. It was like, whoa, I clicked on the title. It was available. I went directly over to Amazon. I got the book. This is what I'm talking about. I don't share this with you to impress you about me and look at me and look what I'm doing. I just want to share with you some simple things. The daily deposit, I want to put something into your noodle to think about. You know, are you achieving the results that you set out for here? You know that Titem is a legitimate, top-tier program. It executes. It's been around for years. Years. Titem is kind of like the granddaddy of them all. You ever watch football? Remember the Rose Bowl? Remember that announcer? The granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl. Well, the granddaddy of them all, one, the player who's been on the block the longest, is Titem. Right now, it is numero uno. And after years and years, we're still here. We're still moving along. I call this the new Titem Empire because there are some changes coming forward. We put this radio broadcast back in play every single day, Monday through Friday, live at 11. This is live right now. It's 13 minutes past the hour. If anybody does have a question or a comment, this is another great resource, okay? If you do have a question about Titem, the comp plan, the products, the vision, the future, the culture, you can press 1 on the keypad of your telephone. Maybe you're someone who's considering Titem. You came through last night. You maybe saw the dynamite presentation call with Rob Hadley. Maybe you experienced that. So all you got to do is press 1 on the keypad of your telephone if you do have a question. Maybe you have you're considering that this might be for you. I also want to remind you that you can go to let me give you a link. Let me give you a link. It's called Alliance Radio Live. AllianceRadioLive.com. AllianceRadioLive.com. I'll say it one more time. AllianceRadioLive.com. If you go there, you will see this radio broadcast will be available for rebroadcast. There's a replay system built in there. And in about 15 minutes from now, you'll be able to revisit today's broadcast. As a matter of fact, we've been doing this radio show since, I think it was 2016, I want to say. Maybe 2015. No, 2016. We started in April of 2016. And so that's what, a year and a half or so? We've been here every single day, every weekday for a year and a half. And you can go to AllianceRadioLive.com and listen to every single radio broadcast going back to April of 2016. Every day. We've never missed. If Christmas is on a weekday, we're here. Thanksgiving is a Thursday, we're here. We're here on all of the holidays. And the reason we're here is because not everybody in the world celebrates all of the holidays. We've got people in Australia, New Zealand. We've got people in Germany and France. And they may not be celebrating Labor Day. So we come here every single weekday because we're a community and we do care. So you can go check it out, okay? Have a listen to the things that we have done and just, you know, take some of this advice to heart. Get yourself something good. Get yourself, you have an Audible account. Audible is a product. It's delivered by Amazon.com, which is, wait, don't they deliver everything right now? Amazon.com, you can go there and you can look up Audible, audible.com. Get yourself an account. You can buy yourself some audio books and you can begin your experience just listening. I just saw a commercial on TV during the World Series, and it was a couple guys. They were sitting in traffic, right? One guy was grumpy. One guy was angry. He wanted to flip people off. He was going into road rage. And then there's another guy who's listening to audible.com. He was listening to Pamela Cuddy, the book. I actually have the book that this guy was listening to, Persistence. I had the book. I own it right now still. It was hilarious. I'm like, man, I own that book. I listened to that book, Presence by Amy Cuddy. So, you know, take advantage of some of this stuff. Put some good thoughts into your noodle, and you will see that your life will change. Now here in Tidem, it's a very simple thing. You just have to develop the traffic, put people through the funnel, and then collect their decision. That's all that we do. Everything else, leave it to the people who do those things. That's the skill. The skill that you really have to develop is staying consistent with your lead generation. Because if you are consistent with your lead generation, you will hit pay dirt. You know that. You know this. Did you know that if you take one penny, most of us just throw them away, right? When you walk through the cash register, they usually have a cup of pennies sitting up there, right? Take a penny, give a penny. Did you know that if you take one penny and you double the penny every single day, so on the first day you have one penny, the second day you have two, the third day you have four, the fourth day you have eight, the fifth day you have 10 cents in 5 days. Well, did you know if you continue to extrapolate that out, at the end of 30 days, 31 days, you'll have over 2 million U.S. dollars? Did you know that? That's the compound effect. That's the slight edge. Who would have thought that a penny doubled every single day over 30 days is over $1 million? Well, it's true. Look it up. So when you do the same things, when you do the persistent things, when you consistently put people through the funnel, at the beginning, it might just be one or two or four or eight. But at the end of a time frame, you are hitting pay dirt. All right, that's what I got for you today. I got a roll. Thank you, everyone, for being here. We'll be back again as we are every single weekday live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, the bank window is open. You can make a deposit today because this is the top tier direct sales industry. Thank you.